Hello and welcome to the Radioactive Ramblings podcast, a show where we're going to be covering Amazon Prime Video's new series Fallout. The series is based on the widely popular game series of the same name. We want this podcast to act as a companion to the show as we analyze, critique, and pick apart the beloved franchise. Before we dive in to how we are going to cover this show, first, let's introduce ourselves. I'm your host, Aaron, and I have been a Fallout fan for almost a decade, and I am deeply in love with the lore of this incredible, wacky, and dramatic universe. I'll guide you through all your burning questions like what the hell is going on, how did we get here, and why should I care? And without further ado, let me introduce my co-host, Chase.
Hello, I'm Aaron's friend from college, and about my experience with Fallout, I've had more exposure to the Fallout franchise than the average person, but I have a lot less exposure than a Fallout fan. My only real experience with the Fallout games was watching my older brother and his friends play New Vegas on the Xbox 360 when I was in elementary school.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've watched YouTube gameplay of the Fallout games here and there, but I do not have a vast knowledge of the universe and its lore. So I think my takes and interactions with this upcoming Amazon Prime series are going to be more as a fresh pair of eyes and ears.
It's a good thing you're here. I am imagining that most people who are going to be watching this show are coming to it from the perspective of not knowing too much about it. From the outside, it just looks like a fun new sci-fi fantasy series from Amazon Prime. So it's going to attract a lot of people who don't know too much about Fallout, which is why you're here to ask the questions about what's going on, who are these people. I'll be able to hopefully give some lore answers, give some context to everything happening so that we can get a comprehensive little deep dive into this series.
In regards to how we're going to be covering the series with our podcast, especially knowing now that the series is going to come out in a binge format, we're going to do this preview podcast, and then our first real episode is going to be covering episodes 1-3, and then our second episode is going to be covering episodes 4-6. The next episode is going to be covering 7 and 8 with a season wrap-up and listener feedback segment at the end of that final episode.
Tune in until the end of this podcast to find out how you can send us feedback and be included in that final wrap-up and listener feedback episode.
Yeah. In regard to our podcast's format, before we get into anything deeper, I want to cover spoilers, especially as someone who doesn't have a lot of knowledge on the Fallout games. I am not going to be angry about Aaron sharing spoilers with the games for me, because I'm going to get around to them for sure, but it's definitely not going to be ruining the games for me. But whenever we do cover spoilers in the games, we are going to give a ample warning before, so listeners can skip ahead or mute the podcast for a little bit, however you guys decide you want to do that. But since we're going to be doing review style episodes for the podcast, we will be including pretty much complete spoiler of the entire episode that's being covered, or episodes that are being covered in each podcast. So be warned. But at the beginning of every episode, we will tell you guys which episodes are being covered in the podcast, so that if you realize you've only watched episode 1 and 2 when we're doing 1-3, you guys can end it before we get to episode 3, or be like, hey, I don't want to get spoiled for 3. I'll watch episode 3 before I come back and listen to the review of the first 3 episodes. But yeah, I think that's about how we're going to deal with spoilers.
Just to add one more thing to that, we're going to try and have a little quick spoiler-free segment at the beginning of every episode, just to gauge general reactions from us on how we liked that batch of episodes, whether it be next episode, which is going to be covering 1-3, just taking the temperature on whether or not we overall enjoyed the episodes and give any spoiler-free thoughts before we really dive into the show.
Yeah, and probably also going to do a little review of the series so far with every episode we do, especially considering we're not doing it in a one-by-one episode format. We're going to see how we enjoyed the series as a whole at the time of recording each podcast. and see how that evolves, if that gets better, if that sadly gets worse.
Awesome. Let's talk a little bit about how we got into this. I started out as a moderator for the Lorehounds community and was interested in doing a podcast for quite a while now. I have wanted to start one of my own, but never really had the chance to because I couldn't find a reliable co-host to do the show with me. Couldn't find anyone who was going to want to put in the time and effort, and I still couldn't, which is why I settled for Chase. And both of us decided that we were going to be watching the Fallout show and we're passionate about this. So we decided to sit down, since we're going to be talking about and breaking down the show on our own through our conversations anyways, and resolved to make this podcast. We reached out to the Lorehounds, who were kind enough to host us as a part of their podcasting network, and we're here now. Chase, have you had any aspirations of being in a podcast before this?
You know, I always wanted to be an internet micro e-celeb, so I thought this was my perfect chance. No. I never really had any crazy aspirations for any stardom of any sort, any podcasting, any content creation. Throughout high school, I did participate in film classes and podcasting classes where I learned how to do basic editing and filming of sorts. But I wouldn't say I was passionate about it. I think it's definitely more of a hobby for me than anything. I do enjoy many forms of media, so I'm happy to be here talking with Aaron. He's not as happy to be here talking with me, but we all make do with our circumstances.
We certainly do make do with our circumstances. And moving on, we should talk a little bit about when these episodes are going to be dropping. And so April 11th is going to be when the episodes all drop on a binge model, which was not originally how we thought it was going to be covered. We thought that it was going to be week-to-week episodes, that we were going to be able to have some time to break things down and get you guys some weekly coverage. But this binge model changed the way that we were going to do things for a little bit, which is why we decided to adopt the format that Chase explained a moment ago. And so we're going to have episodes coming out soon after that April 11th release date, likely within the first week we're going to have our first episode out. We don't want to keep you guys waiting too long. The turnaround time for a show that's a binge model like this is pretty short. Frankly, as a guy who listens to a lot of podcasts myself, I know that when shows like this come out, I don't necessarily care a month after, and I wouldn't expect any of you to care about the show a month after anyways, or care about the show a month after either. So we're going to get that out to you as soon as humanly possible so that you can enjoy it and use it as a companion along with the series. All right, let's move on to some production information. Chase?
Yeah, we've got the creators / showrunners / directors with Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy. And we've got three listed stars as Ella Purnell as Lucy, Walton Goggins as the Ghoul, Aaron Motton as Maximus. And by the way, I want to make it clear to everyone, I do not know whether or not I'm pronouncing any of these names in the right way. So I'm sorry if I'm messing them up.
I can tell you you've got Jonathan Nolan and Walton Goggins down at the very least.
I would hope so. Yeah, if you guys want to gripe about that, leave a voicemail. But we also have Ramin Djawadi as the composer, which is exciting because they are known for composing for Game of Thrones.
He is known for composing for Game of Thrones, and that's got to get you excited. Even if you don't know Game of Thrones, I can guarantee you've heard the theme song. I can guarantee you've heard some song or some of the music, some of the score. They could honestly, it could be the worst show ever produced, and the music is still going to be on point with Ramin Djawadi at doing all the composing for this.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the musical side of things whatsoever.
Speaking of the musical side of things, I just want to put a little quick note here that Fallout is in this sort of world that never got out of the style of the 1950s. So there's a lot of music present in this series that's from the 1950s. In the trailer, you've got I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire by the Ink Spots, which actually was in the trailer for Fallout 3 as well. So it's going to be exciting to see what kind of soundtrack they've got for this. Now, this show is going to be based on, we touched on this earlier, but it's going to be based on Fallout, which is a series of games created by Black Isle Studios, but now being developed by Bethesda Game Studios. It's a really popular game franchise. If you don't know it already, it's pretty fantastic. The universe is just incredible and it sucks you in right away. And to talk a little bit about the production side of things for this series, one of the executive producers, along with Christopher Nolan and Lisa Joy, is Bethesda Game Studios' own Todd Howard, a bit of a legend in the gaming community and a bit of a meme in the gaming community as well. He is best known for his work on Fallout, The Elder Scrolls, and most recently mainly Starfield. He's a pretty prolific guy in the industry, being behind all of these big titles that are being played more than a decade after their release. It's pretty incredible that they have someone like him working on the story. He has a passion for this franchise unlike anyone else, and it's exciting that his name is attached to this. Now, the show was announced in July of 2020. Earlier that year, Amazon had bought the rights to produce a Fallout television series, and with that July announcement, it came with the information that the showrunners were going to be the folks behind Westworld. Now, the production companies making this are going to be Kilter Films, Bethesda Game Studios, and Amazon MGM Studios. Let's talk a little bit about the trailer and our experience with the games. Now, my experience with these games, I've played all of the mainline Fallout games, and I've played all the mainline Fallout games, and in the case of a few of them, like Fallout 4, Fallout New Vegas, I've played them quite a few times. I've sunk more hours into them than I'm really willing to admit out on the internet publicly. But yeah, this universe, it's something that I've been into for over a decade now, which is crazy to say because that puts me at an age where I was definitely way too young to be playing a Fallout game. But nonetheless, I really just love this universe. Chase, what's your experience with the Fallout universe?
So I think I said it a little bit earlier, but yeah, I have not played any of the Fallout games, unless you consider Fallout Shelter, the mobile game, as something that counts. But
hey, that's the only one that matters, to be honest.
Hey, I had a lot of very good vault dwellers, okay? Don't hate on them. It's completely suffice to say that I am an absolute Fallout virgin. You know?
That's good. That's really going to help out with the fresh pair of eyes perspective that you mentioned earlier. It's good that you're going to be here to stand in for all the folks in the audience who want to know more about this universe.
Absolutely.
It's going to make our conversations a lot more interesting as well. Nobody wants two know-it-alls on a podcast. You only need one asshole, and I'll take that job.
You say take that job like you don't do that shit for free.
Fair enough. It's a good point. Now, let's talk a little bit about the trailer. The visuals of this trailer seem like it's going to be heavily inspired by specifically Fallout 1 and 2, which Fallout 1 and 2 were not exactly modern games by any standard. I believe they came out in the late 90s, early 2000s, and they were top-down, turn-based RPGs with some pretty god-awful graphics befitting the time period. And a lot of the map in those games was just dry desert, being placed out in post-apocalyptic California. It was really not a pretty sight. It seems like the visual inspiration is really going after that aesthetic of a dried-out wasteland, more than recent Fallout games have gone for, where there's some more color. I think they're going to go for that traditional style, which I really appreciate. It gives a sense that you're in the post-apocalypse.
Yeah, coming from someone who really hasn't sunk even a single hour into any of the Fallout games, from what I've seen from New Vegas and from the trailers, it does give that almost Wild West kind of aura. Like, the setting feels very Wild Westy, like a lot of the characters. I mean, Walton Goggins' characters is dressed up like a damn cowboy, in all honesty.
Yeah, cowboy ghoul.
But it's very Wild West-esque, to me at least.
And if you were a little bit confused on Walton Goggins being called the ghoul, or when I just said that he was a cowboy ghoul, ghouls are these irradiated human beings that are, they're nasty, man. They look like zombies. They're missing their noses. They're really going through it, to be honest. They're having a tough time. I would imagine that's a pretty painful existence. But yeah, as a quick side note, if you have any questions about what is a ghoul, how does this show fit into the timeline, anything like that, and you are a subscriber over at the Lorehounds podcast, on their show tracker underneath the Fallout show, there's a mini Fallout wiki that I've put together to sort of compile some basic information about the show that I may or may not update as the season goes on or as the season releases. We'll see how that goes depending on the amount of time that needs to be spent on that. But yeah, it'll have some preliminary information for you to check out. So it's always a resource for you guys.
Okay.
So if you...
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Do you have a... Sorry.
No, go for it.
I feel bad now because I was about to interrupt you for the dumbest shit ever. I was going to say, do you have a bev I can have after?
First, you make me buy you matcha. Now you're asking if you can steal a soda out of my fridge. You wanna do this podcast not knowing anything about the show? You are a leech You are a leech. Fallout on Amazon Prime is taking place 10 years after the last mainline Fallout game, Fallout 4. So this is going to be a really new story. And I think it's going to be exciting. Jonathan Nolan, in an interview, recently said that this show was going to be sort of like a Fallout 5, which is an interesting way of putting that. I think that being a sequel, essentially, to the games is going to force them to make a lot of really interesting choices, and it's going to work on building up this franchise as a whole. I wonder a lot how it's going to connect to the next games, or maybe possible spin-off series, if this goes well.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I haven't played the games, reiterating that again, but I think it's nice to see that people are creating something new again, you know? We're seeing, in recent times, we're seeing a lot of shows being remade, translated into other mediums, and I mean, I don't hate a book getting turned into a movie or something like that, but it's nice to see something new being born, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That kind of goes off of what we were talking about earlier with not knowing much of the cast. Whenever you've got some new faces, you've got some new content, I love it. Experiencing new content that isn't stale and dry. It's not an ensemble of all people who have been in everything else. It's a good experience. I'm a fan of that.
I'm sick of seeing all the superstars being typecasted into every role in every TV show for the past decade.
Yeah, I think that attaching big names to projects obviously is great for exposure. It helps out a project probably get some more money, some more eyeballs, making it a better series overall in the long run.
All right, everyone, I think that's about all for today's preview episode. So just before some closing information, I want to be sure to thank everyone for tuning in. And regarding the closing information, it's about feedback. So there are a few ways you can contact us for feedback. First of which is email, being fallout@thelorehounds.com. And we also have a channel in the Lorehounds Discord server for Radioactive Ramblings, where you can message us or each other about the show. And you can also use the contact form or leave us a voicemail by going to thelorehounds.com. And please give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. It helps us with exposure.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Before we sign off, I want to give you some final information. This podcast was produced in collaboration with the Barovian Podcast Network. Check out our parent podcast over at The Lorehounds, where John and David are currently covering Shogun on FX and Hulu. Or consider checking out one of our sibling podcasts. Steve and Anthony, a really funny duo, are over at Properly Howard Movie Reviews. They review movies based on a scale of Ron Howard movies, plus or minus. And Alicia over at Wool Shift Dust covers a lot of modern sci-fi gems. Lastly, Tolkien scholar Marilyn R. Pukila, along with her co-host Dr. Sarah Brown, have just begun their new podcast, Rings and Rituals, in which they do a deep dive into the rituals present in the Rings of Power on Amazon Prime Video. This information and all links to these podcasts are going to be listed in the show notes. Thank you all for listening.
A new Star Wars journey begins in the place all good journeys begin. At, well, the beginning. This Star Wars Day, I'm excited to introduce the new Star Wars Canon Timeline podcast, where we will piece together the complete story of that galaxy far, far away, in timeline order, from the dawn of the Jedi through the great unknown following the sequel trilogy. This is a podcast for both Star Wars superfans and complete newbies. Listen to the short intro episode now to hear how it works and what to expect over the coming weeks as we set the stage for the new television series The Acolyte, which we will be covering with weekly breakdowns. Subscribe to the Star Wars Canon Timeline podcast wherever you listen to take part in one of the most epic and expansive stories ever told, following all the twists and turns from start to finish. May the 4th be with you all month and beyond.